Here are some common questions regarding wudu. Is there a difference between wudu for a man and a woman? No, there isn't. However, it is mustahab for men to start washing the arm from the outer side of the elbow, and women from the inner side. Are tattoos a barrier for wudu? If the tattoos are under the skin, or just color, and there is nothing on the skin to act as a barrier, then the wudu is valid. After I finished my wudu, I started to bleed on my arm. Do I have to do wudu again? No, the wudu is still in order, but you must purify yourself before prayer. I did wudu for Fajr prayers. Can I keep the same wudu for all my prayers? Or do I have to renew my wudu for every prayer? You don't have to renew your wudu for every prayer, as long as the wudu remained valid and you didn't do anything that breaks your wudu. I am performing wudu and I open and close the tap while washing. Is my wudu valid? There is no problem if you intend that water to be your wudu water, but after washing your left arm before wiping the head, if you touch the tap and it is wet and it mixes with the same water on your hand, the wiping done with this water invalidates your wudu. Can I do wudu on my wig? If you can remove the wig, you must do it for the wiping of wudu. But if it is implanted and impossible to remove and you cannot reach the skin, then you can wipe over it. Is it true that you can only wash your face and arms up to 2 times and the third is haram? Washing once is wajib, twice is mustahab, and 3 times or more is haram. But this is due to one's intention. For example, if my intention was the first wash and I am washing my face, I take some water and wash and realize it needs more. I take another handful and continue. I realize it needs more, so I wash my face again. You can wash as much as you like because it was still my first intention for the first wash. It was raining and water went onto my body while doing wudu. Is my wudu valid? As far as the face and arms, if you intend the rainwater to be your wudu water, the wudu is alright. But regarding the head and both feet, you have to dry them before wiping. Can we do wudu using the seawater or swimming pool? Yes, you can. But isn't the seawater and swimming pool mixed water? The seawater and swimming water are commonly known as water. You don't say I am going for a swim in the salt, or I am going for a swim in the chlorine. That said, unless its qualities are so high that common people do not consider it as water, then the rule is considered as not mutlaq water, like rose water.